This is Season 14, Episode 9 of the ChatGPT Masterclass. In the last episode, we explored how to create an AI-powered meeting archive to keep your strategy discussions searchable and actionable. Today, we're focusing on how to generate decision summaries for leadership without the need for extra meetings or redundant briefings. One of the biggest inefficiencies in leadership communication is having meetings just to update people on what's already been decided. With AI, you can eliminate these briefings by automatically generating executive summaries that keep your leadership team aligned in real time. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to use ChatGPT to create leadership-level decision summaries from past meetings, shared documents, or strategy updates, and how to format them for quick and clear communication. Step 1. Capture the raw decision data. To generate a decision summary, you need to start with the source. This could be a meeting transcript recorded using ChatGPT voice mode, a project update or task tracker export, a leadership chat log from tools like Slack or Teams, a strategic document with finalized decisions. If you're using ChatGPT voice mode in a meeting, just prompt it at the end, ChatGPT, please summarize the strategic decisions made in this meeting. Include the topic, what was decided, who is responsible, and any next steps or deadlines. If you're starting from a document or chat export, paste it into ChatGPT and say, please generate a leadership-level decision summary from this content. Focus only on major decisions, key responsibilities, and important follow-up actions. This gives you the raw material to move forward. Step 2. Format the decision summary for executives. Leaders don't want to read walls of text. They want clarity. So once the content is captured, ask, ChatGPT, reformat this into a leadership decision summary with clear bullet points. Prioritize major decisions, highlight owners, and list deadlines. Or create an executive summary that I can paste directly into our leadership update email. You can also tailor it by role, ChatGPT. Create 3 short summaries, one for the CEO focused on business impact, one for the CFO focused on budget-related decisions, and one for the CTO focused on implementation challenges. This gives you role-specific summaries that make decision communication easier and faster without needing a follow-up call. Step 3. Deliver the summaries in a simple workflow. Start with the easy method. Copy and paste the AI-generated summaries into an email or Slack message. Use a clear title like Leadership Decision Update and break it into sections. If you want to automate the flow, set up a workflow like this. Record meeting with ChatGPT. Generate decision summary. Use Zapier to email or Slack the summary to a predefined group. But even if you just do the copy-paste method, you've already saved yourself a whole extra meeting. You can also keep a dedicated doc or folder called Leadership Decisions Archive and update it regularly with the latest summaries. That way, when someone asks what was decided, you don't need to 5 calendars or meeting notes. Step 4. Use recurring prompts to stay on track. Set a recurring calendar reminder to generate and send a decision summary every week or month. At that time, open ChatGPT and say, please generate a leadership summary of all decisions made in the past 2 weeks. Include topic, outcome, responsible party, and deadline. Keep it short and actionable. You can even train a custom GPT to do this consistently and remember your formatting preferences. Pro tips and common mistakes. Pro tip, use a consistent format. Whether it's 3 bullet points or a table-style summary, make it predictable so your leadership team reads it faster. Common mistake, including too much detail. You're not creating a meeting transcript. You're providing a snapshot of key decisions. Keep it tight and focused. Practical takeaway. Here's your action plan for today. 1. Choose a recent meeting or project where key decisions were made. 2. Ask ChatGPT to generate a leadership decision summary with responsible parties and deadlines. 3. Paste it into an email, Slack, or shared document and send it to your leadership team. 4. Set a calendar reminder to do this regularly. When you do this consistently, you'll keep your leadership aligned and up to date without more meetings. In the next episode, we'll explore how to know when you don't need a meeting at all and how to replace some meetings with AI reports. See you there.